Hi, Saren. I'm Tarja, and very welcome to TrueMetal.it. It's my real pleasure to interview you. Can we talk right away about Hydra that came out earlier this year? So how it has been welcomed by your fans and critics?
Well, I must say that we had good reviews from the shows at the tour that we did. And before we went on tour, we had also some people that were had a question mark about the collaboration with Exhibit, of course, because they didn't hear the song live or not on the album yet.
Yes.
And they were afraid that it would be something that would not fit the band or would not fit their taste of music.
Yeah.
But afterwards, after the shows and everything, we mainly got very good reactions, and I'm really happy about that. So we have had a very successful European tour so far.
Yeah, great, great. And talking about the title, why Hydra? I mean, it's not the track from the album. Why you chose that?
Well, it symbolizes for us the different sides of Wood Interpretation, the musical sides that we have.
Yeah.
We have, of course, we started as a doom metal band, actually.
Yeah.
And then we got into, we released Mother Earth, and it was more folk. Mm-hmm. And the Silent Force was, again, with different kind of flavors. It was more more American kind of metal, actually.
Yeah.
And the heart of everything became more organic again. So it became, again, a symphonic, big kind of orchestral kind of thing, I think. And with The Unforgiving, we introduced also a little bit of dance kind of influences on one or two songs, and so we keep on experimenting where we can go. And also with Exhibit, of course, we have now a rap on one of our songs, so it's a rapper on one of our songs. And I think that's something that symbolizes an invitation. We always try to do new things, and we are not afraid of it, because we think there's always a way to combine music styles with each other, and it's for us an inspiration to come up with new things, and that keeps us busy and keeps us interested in making music also.
Yeah,
on the other hand, it's also called Hydra because of the fact it deals with the big issues in life that everybody has to deal with, but from a very positive perspective, how the lyrics are written, more like face your fears and embrace your demons.
Yeah,
that's what the whole album is more or less about.
Yeah, in fact, my next question was about your music style.
Okay.
That it's going from the early Gothics towards more minimal, and maybe with this Hydra, you have reached the expression in a more mature and uncompromising way. And as you said to me, that this is your way of doing music, and that sounds great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And recently you have also grappled with a series of mainstream cover songs as David Guetta, Adele,
yes,
and Lana Del Rey, just to name a few of them. How these have been received by your fans?
Well, it was a project that we did with a Belgian radio station. They approached us, and we, by accident, actually, we heard another band, because they only asked two bands who have been around for a certain time, and they who are doing well in the country of Belgium and in Holland, of course. And so it's bands who are already known to people who listen to the radio. And it was for us like a challenge to do it. And we felt like, you know, we're writing a new album, you know, we're in the studio anyway, so why not do these cover songs while we're in the studio as a side project?
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun, and we learned a lot from it. And I think the fact that there were many people all over the world on Twitter mainly and Facebook following us, what we were releasing for 13 weeks in a row, 13 weeks in a row, every Friday morning, because every week we had to deliver one new song, cover song.
Yeah.
And, of course, what we try to do is make pop and dance song into more rock and metal kind of versions. Not with every song, but most of them, that's what we tried.
Yeah.
And people responded pretty good at it. Of course, there are always people who don't like you doing cover songs or like the original better. But, you know, it, for us it was just an experiment again, and we liked it a lot. And I must say, the album, because we released the album from it, it did very well. And I must say that I think people do like it if they give it a chance, although there are some strange names on it, but it's, yeah, you know, that's even very cool, I think. You have, for instance, you can compare it a bit with Alien Ant Farm when they did the song of Michael Jackson.
Yes, and
they made a really cool version out of it. So
yes,
it's, you can make pop songs into something heavy.
Yes, and you're, so you are inviting the people listening with open mind with the,
yeah, exactly.
Experiments. That's great.
Yes.
And you will play in Milan, as we are in Italy now, on June 26th at Alcatraz. However, your last Italian concert was back in 2011. How come such a long absence?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, you have to, when we're doing a tour, we need to have, it's not because we don't want to, but it's more like because the fact that you don't get the right offers for playing there, that makes you physically possible to be there and to cover the costs also. So that's the thing more than that we don't want to. We love to play there. That's why we're coming now.
Great. And what is your relationship with your Italian fans and public?
Well, what I like so much about the Italians is that they, every show that we've done so far, they're always passionate and they're always, you know, it's a good crowd to play for, and that's also something that we're looking forward to. So I'm hoping they'll bring their passion, their fire to our show.
Yes, we do. We too are looking forward to see you again here. And, you know, I consider you one of the few, or if not the only metal band that release so very great video clips. So it's you're welcome. It's evident that you put a lot of attention on this side of your image, and doing so also you valorize more your music. So is this the direction that you will follow also in the future? So let's say a trademark.
Well, you know, it's something that we find. It's a different way to support your music with visual aspect, of course, and with visual content.
Yeah.
And we have been very lucky with that we were able to work with some really talented people in Holland. So we always try to find the right people for everything. Sometimes it works out better than other times. And I must say that I'm really happy with the video clips that we've done so far for this album. And but it's always searching for the right people who understand what you're trying to express and what you want to tell to the audience.
Yes,
we've been lucky so far.
great. And going back to Hydra, of course, the cover artwork is very captivating and harsh. Does it refer to the multi-faced nature of this album?
I think so, yes. I think it really, because I think this is probably although it's a very positive album, Hydra, it's also because it does deal with heavy things, and it's also besides that, it's also the most heavy album we ever made, more like music-wise, it's the most metal album we ever made. I think if you look at the guitar work and everything, and how heavy it is, the more up-tempo songs, it's. You know, we'll never be Slayer, we'll never be, you know, Sepultura, you know, but for what we do, this is probably one of the heaviest albums we've made so far.
Well, let's not compare, because they are all the other world, I mean, this in this metal world, is Sepultura and Slayer, so there is place for everybody.
Yeah, that's true, but more like that people think that sometimes, because you're a woman, or maybe because you're very melodic, you're not metal, you know. But I think that's not that criteria to say if it's a metal band or not. I think it depends. You know, in the basis, we're very much a metal band, but we try to experiment in our own way.
Yeah, but therefore also this metal world is so beautiful and wonderful, because it has so many faces. I mean,
that's
when
true.
You come in, you find, you know, completely different styles and let's say alternative rock and metal. So you can go and pick up your favorite. So that's the great thing in this metal world. And sorry, earlier I said Hydra, but I heard that you pronounce it Hydra. So going back to the album, in Hydra only some tracks can be compared to the previous album. Was it because you didn't want to repeat and talking all the time this experiment, that you didn't want to do the same kind of album as before?
Yeah, that's just something that has driven us always, that when you've done a certain thing, you want to do something new again, and you'll sound still within the station always, because that's who you are. But it's you use different flavors to give it a different sound again. I think with the Heart of Everything, we really reached the orchestral sound that we wanted to have in the maximum way that we wanted to reach it throughout the years that we have been working on it. And we didn't get inspired anymore that much about orchestra, because I think orchestra is cool, but you shouldn't. Nowadays, we just want to use it wherever it fits, instead of it should be like the basis of every song. And that's something that we've changed, and I think that made that opened a new doorway for us to write different kind of music and sound differently also, because it made us also limited us also very much, because it always became, well, it was very heavy to write up-tempo songs in that kind of way.
Yes.
And shaking that off, that really helped us writing this album.
Yes, and the album is also available in a special edition with the instrumental versions. Is this something that you will do also in the future, or what was your idea to offer this instrumental Hydra to your fans?
Well, I think it might be something we do in the future again. I think you can hear there's so much more, because when you take the vocals off and you hear the instrumentals, you can hear everything more clearly. And I think sometimes certain parts you can't hear, the beautiful kind of way of playing of a violin or a guitar, because my vocals are over it. And now you can hear the complete music, and you can get a different feeling also again about the music, and I think also maybe sing along if you want to.
Maybe relax, or you know, doing other stuff at home, and
exactly.
Have your mind
fly,
you know. That's cool. That's a cool way to offer the metal also.
Yes.
And if you had to pick up some songs for the new cover collection at this very moment, what would you choose to it?
Ooh, that's difficult. Very difficult, because, you know, at the time we were very much, we had to keep ourselves to a certain list, that the radio was always playing. And at the moment, I must say, I'm not really up to date what's being played on the radio.
You have no time for that.
No time. No, I've been on tour for over such a long time. I've only been focused on our own kind of thing. And I'm actually trying to go into the studio again soon, and just getting inspired by, you know, whatever is happening around the in the world now in different corners of music.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I'm just still being like trying to catch up with friends and family to do nice stuff, because there's a lot of holidays in Holland at the moment. So.
Oh, okay.
And that's why. So I'm not really upset. I'm sorry.
not a problem, because I will ask you the next time we will have a chat.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes.
That's good. No problem.
Yes. So soon you will start also a long festival summer season. How will be your place, at least? I mean, also this time you play mainly new songs, do you take also some other, let's say, earlier songs from your earlier albums?
Oh, we always play songs from the earlier albums. It's always a combination of old and new, but of course Hydra will be well presented on this festival tour. But I think even in Italy, I'm not sure how long we're able to play, because it's an indoor festival, and I think we're the only band playing. It was supposed to be a festival.
yeah, yeah.
But I think we're the only band playing now in the end. So maybe we can play a little bit longer. I'm not sure. If you can, we'll have more songs to present to you guys. So.
Great. And talking, because the album is, if not every song, but nearly every song is are duets. So how you will handle this on shows, live shows? I mean,
we have a LED screen.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, like in the past, we had also Keith Caputo on the screens with us.
Yes.
We have his big screen,
okay.
And he's on there. And if we play one of the duet kind of songs, then we'll have him on the LED screen. And otherwise, of course, we have of course the song with Dave Turner, which is also performed by Piotr,
yes,
from Poland. And we did that song acoustically, so and then we don't have anybody on the screen, of course. So it depends a bit how you're going to play the song. If it's going to be the real live version, you know, that the real, like the album is, then you will have it on the screen. If it's going to be an acoustic version, it's going to be without the screen, of course.
Yes, that's true. And I wanted to ask about the video that you made with other Tarja Turunen.
Yes.
What about Paradise? What about us? What can you tell me about this cooperation with Tarja?
It was a very, very positive collaboration. I must say every one of them on this album was very positive.
Yes.
But of course, with her, it was extra special because we never really had a good conversation in all those years together, you know, without any media around us. And the media always trying to put us in a certain position towards each other. And I think we found out that we have a lot of things in common and that we had a lot of fun while working together. And I just hope that I'll see more of her in the future, and who knows what will come out of it. I'm not sure, you know, but I know, all I know, it was really fun working with her, and she's a really nice person.
Yes, she is. I confirm. And it can be seen also on the video, because the atmosphere is very familiar between you two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that's true. And talking about your career so far, when you look back into the past, what do you see? I mean, what have been the highlights so far, if it's possible to pick up? I know that you've been in many situations.
I think probably the fact that we did the first real video, the first thing she did, the first record that we did, was so exciting. And
yes,
of course, now it's more, you know what's going to happen, so you're not I couldn't sleep with the first recording. I was so nervous, and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to the studio." And everything is one big adventure, and still is, but in a different way, because you know what you can expect, more or less.
Yes.
So, but it's I think that the first things you do in your career, that's the ones that stick with you mostly, and the first time you get a golden record or a platinum record or whatever. But also when people for the first time, I think probably the biggest highlight was that people voted for us when we needed to get. Well, the thing was, we had this television program. It was The Box. It's a video channel, as it used to be. It doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. But if you wanted to see a video, you could press a number, and then you would get it. You have to pay for it, of course. And then it would come up, like, within 10 minutes you could see the video.
Yes.
And the thing is that nobody really wanted to play us on the radio, and we had the single out, and we could see that people really loved our album. It was with Mother Earth, that was. And the thing was that nobody wanted to play, because we were such a strange band that they didn't think we would fit on any format. They still don't think we fit on any format anyway, but at that time it was even worse.
But you know, you don't have to fit in to a format. I mean,
I totally agree with you.
I think
that makes you special also in a way, but you know, that's always difficult with radio stations. But anyway, the thing was that we made a video, and we said, like, okay, please contact The Box if you want to see our video. Well, The Box didn't put us up for selection, because they didn't think we were that cool either, because they thought we were this strange kind of band, like, no, we're not going to put this on up for selection. But within an hour, they called us, like, please take it off your website, because we're going crazy. Everybody's calling us. And we took it off, and they repaid their respect by putting it up for selection so people could vote for it.
Yes.
And within no time, we were in the top 10
yes.
of favorite videos.
Yes.
And only in, like, I think 2 weeks later, we were in the Dutch chart. Not that the Dutch charts were so important, but it was more like, for us, a recognition
yes.
that
yes.
If people really want to hear something, they decide what they want to hear on the radio, not the radio stations. And although we were strange, and although we were, you know, we're not pop, and we were a metal band,
yes.
We are a metal band, that yes. people could decide themselves what they want to have. And then radio just had to go along with it, even though
yes,
they didn't
sure.
want to.
Yes,
and
yes,
had to play sure. because we were in those kind of, you know, selected kind of 50 best sold songs.
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and I think that was the power of, I think the power of people can, well, people can have.
Yes.
They decide what is cool or not. And I think that was the biggest compliment we could get as a band, of course.
Yes, that's true. And I know that we are running out of time, but what do you see the future for you? I mean, do you still have dreams that you would like to come true, music-wise?
I have a lot of dreams.
Yeah?
Yes, of course.
I had
yes.
no doubt.
Well, you know, people with creative minds, they always keep on thinking about what can I create next, of course.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And of course, you know that the biggest challenge for us always is to write a good new album, and that's maybe
yes.
a bit corny, but you're as good as your last album, because if you write a crappy album, people will forget you in no time.
Yes.
I hope the next album will be of the same quality as the last album that we did. And besides that, of course, we have still a dream to maybe do one day a Black Symphony tour.
Wow.
In a few countries, maybe just do like 3 or 4 shows in different
yes.
countries, UK, France, France, Holland, maybe Germany, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Where it's possible, where, you know, and hopefully, bring some
Great.
Extra people with us on tour. And that will be our ultimate dream, actually, do
yeah.
for the future. But it's very difficult. I'm not saying it's going to happen. We're working on it, you know,
yeah.
hoping to put out
But that's Deep a good
here
start.
And there, and
yes.
hopefully something will grow out of it.
Yeah, let's hope. I do hope so, and looking forward to hear news on this and updates on this one. Listen, Sharon, it has been a very, very nice talking to you, but now the last question, unfortunately.
Oh.
What are your greetings to your Italian fans?
Well, I really hope to see them at the show. And I hope they bring their passion and the fire, which they're so famous for, to the day that we're coming. And we'll give you a lot of fire and passion back, and we'll just make it one big bonfire. And I'm hoping that that it's going to be a magical, electrifying night.
Great. And we are waiting for to see you in Milan on June 26th at Alcatraz. So talk to you next time. And as I told you, it was my pleasure to talk with the metal lady.
Likewise.
Thank you very much. And have a nice day.
You too.
Okay,
you
thanks.
Too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.